be sure to tuck your pants into your socks. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Keith Clay, distinguished professor in the Indiana University Bloomington College of Arts and Sciences Department of Biology, is tracking the migration of disease-carrying ticks.
Did you know the bite of a tick is the second most common vector after mosquitoes for parasitic disease in the world, and the number one vector in the United States and other temperate climate nations? Tick bites cause Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and more than a dozen other diseases. For the past 15 years, I've been studying ticks in the lower Midwest. In that time, I've discovered that ticks carry a wide range of microbes. Some are harmful to humans and others not. I've also seen the encroachment of new tick species into the region. 10 years ago, the Lone Star tick didn't exist in Indiana. Now they're the most common tick in the state. These ticks transmit diseases such as ehrlichiosis and tularemia. Their saliva also causes an allergy to mammalian meat in some people. In 10 more years, I expect we'll find the Gulf Coast tick in our region as well. No one's sure why ticks are on the move, but there are a few likely culprits. One is climate change. As the environment warms, ticks move north. They also become active earlier in the year. Another is the migration of large animals, such as deer and other smaller creatures. Unlike mosquitoes, ticks can't fly, but they can catch a ride on birds. As the tick population changes, it's important to keep tracking their geographic distributions and the microbes they carry. What's harmless today could morph into something harmful tomorrow. Despite ticks, we should enjoy, not fear, our natural environment.
That was Keith Clay of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.